How are we doing tonight? Somewhat believable. My name is Andrew Rupark. I'm the house manager here at the Levoy Theater. Quick show of hands. How many first timers do I have here? Wow. Give yourselves a round of applause. That's awesome. We got a killer show lined up. Who's ready to see Devin Allman? First, we got a very special talent coming to us, making her Levoy Theater debut. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Dana Fuchs and John Diamond.
Chasing dreams and time on the air. I'm gone. for me, I'm among all my chiefs of you. I'm going back to some of my first songs on my first CD, Lonely for a Lifetime. Yeah. Thought it was time. All right, you ready, John? No time. So this is, I didn't make a set list. I'm gonna wing it. So if there's anything you wanna hear, but it has to be a song I've either written or covered, okay?
All right.
Give me a minute. First let me do my chore. You know, I haven't sung this song in a long time live.
Really?
It was a fun one for me. It's been a while. And I'd like to everybody say, this is our church, our sacred ground of mama music, yeah? All are welcome, Buddhists, Christians, agnostics, Jews, Muslims, right? It's all about love and music.
Put that Bible in your hand. Don't expect to see it.
Someone's pain in the ass. But we all have that pain in the ass that we love, right?
It's never too late to pick up all the pieces.
the truest color I ever had. Radhika Bahar, you know what I'm just gonna do him as you call him.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. We'll do Radhika first. She said it first.
Yeah.
Thank you, I heard that. Love you back, girl. What a love song. This next song by the late great Etta James.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she meant it too when she said, "I'd rather go blind than see you walking away." Would you guys go blind for love right now?
Yeah.
Think about it. That's it.
Cute,
I think most
though,
of the time we are blind for love, aren't we? I've been stupid blind. Was just I was thinking about your kiss and the way you used to hold me so tight. Sunday, set it on fire, misery. All right, Living on Sunday was next on the list, I remember. Someone's tempting fate back there. So speaking of church, I wrote this song not long ago, reflecting back on my childhood days of growing up in the Bible Belt and seeing everybody nice on Sunday and treating each other like shit every other day. Whatever to love thy brother, no matter what their income, color of their skin, where they lived was, right? Why just on Sunday? I say we love each other every day like Sunday. Yeah? Can you imagine really what a world it would be? Come on, y'all.
But I got up to nothing so amazing.
how to live any other way. I want more, in a little Sunday. I want more. Actually singing and saying, I could hear it and cognize them without playing.
I do love that. Yay! There's a time and a place for everything, right?
So I wasn't going to do this, so I have to retune my guitar. But, yeah, right? Probably easier. Getting better at this. I always hated it. I want a guitar tech, but you know, it comes with the bus and all that shit. I don't have yet. So. By the way, y'all, I'm so psyched to be here tonight with, like, I really think he's a long lost brother from another mother or another lifetime. Devin Allman, yeah? What a talented beast. We were backstage earlier just catching up, and he was playing me some of his new CD he's about to release, and I gotta tell you, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
You're ready for a real treat.
Yeah.
And then he promised on my next CD that we're going to do a collaboration.
Yeah.
Now, doesn't that sound good, Devin and Dana? Yeah. That's like Ebony and Ivory good, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we should go for. So, I'm going to get really personal here. I hope that's okay with you guys. You know me by now.
Yeah.
So, I don't think I've ever done this song live. I think maybe I butchered it once years ago, but it's a song that has a whole new meaning for me now. I'm thinking of putting it on my next CD. As some of you know already, the last few years have been unbelievable life lessons in losing several family members. I lost my sister years ago, but in the last few years, I lost two brothers, both of my parents, my mom being just this past April, and it's been brutal, I won't lie, especially my mother. We were, all of them, but my mom and I were pretty close. I was with her as she passed, and I've been fortunate that way twice with my brother, who passed away 5 years ago. I was with him as he took his final breaths. And the same with my mom, I just called next to her in the bed, told her to go. She just went in for the flu, and we spent 11 great days together thinking we were getting her home, and it just wasn't the plan. So I've written a lot of songs about death. I write about religion, politics, death, sex, all the things, you know, that are supposed to be unmentionable, but I'm not a pop artist, so I can do that. This is a song I did not write that I have lived to sing someday, and I'm going to try to get through it without crying. And finally now it makes sense to me as losing my mother, I discover I have have a little life growing in my own body right now. And I first thought, this timing really sucks. And then I realized actually how perfect it is.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do a really old Chaka Khan Rufus song. I'm gonna try to do this without breaking. It's called Walking in the Sun.
Oh, yeah!
Yay. Things have been going wrong long enough to know everything is right. I've been walking in the dark long enough to know I finally see the light. I've been losing long enough to know when I finally won. 'Cause even blind men can see. Walking in the sun. I cried enough tears to know this feeling called a smile. I've been born wrong long enough to know when I'm doing it in style. Walk in the Was way too young smoking, y'all. I'm just gonna say it once.
What's next?
Shit. I told Johnny he's been learning that song because I'm telling you, I know every word. Go home and learn. Tomorrow night, we'll do it at Beatty's. Almost home, misery we had. Set it on fire. All right, let's do almost home, then we'll do set it on fire, then we'll do misery. Take a break from the sad stuff. Okay, almost home. Ring of fire. Shit, I should just keep the guitar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Ring of fire. I'm already tuned up for that one. Thank you. That's it. You know, actually, this was the song I was dedicating to my dad, who died just about a little over a year ago. Turn me on to Johnny Cash. Man. That's life though, right? We gotta celebrate their lives. If you've lost someone you love, especially on this song, let's bring them here. Right now and celebrate life, yeah? Because honestly, we never know.
Went down, down, down and flame.
Yourself in a burning ring of fire by cheating. Let's get honest. How many of you guys have been cheated on out there? No one wants to admit that. How many of you have cheated? Really, no one's. I've done both. Raised Catholic, I think cheating was way worse for me. Felt so good. I did, with my own kind. You know, and it's so lame when you go to the person that you cheated on and you confess to them, because you're really just trying to clear your own soul there. So there's a justification for never telling them. Just kidding. No, you know, I've learned. If you want to sleep at night without Ambien and Xanax, try to do the right thing. The one. Wait, you're talking and you're giving it a tone here, Jackie. I'm kidding. So there's no burning that bridge. He's so patient.
Capos are a real problem.
Capos are a problem. That's when you need the guitar tech and five guitars. Again, that comes with all the bus and shit, you know. Next month, next year, after I have this filthy little boy. One, two, three.
One more kiss, one more to breathe, so I said goodbye.
Says they're okay with no relationship. Eventually the fights start. And the hearts get broken. And all the friends say, I told you so. I told you he was not going to settle down with you, though. Thank you. Misery. You guys like it dark, huh? Misery can help to, I gotta be on time, so we got Devin coming up, so we got like 2 songs left. Is it Misery and Helter Skelter? All right. You guys have been amazing. Thank you. It's,
Thank you.
It was a little scary to do it without the band, and you're the band. I know. I wish I had my phone up here to get a photo of you guys. This is great. Thank you. There is love in the house, and it's right back at you. So speaking of my mama, go ahead, John. A few years ago, she said to me, "Can't you just write a love song? Your songs are really depressing." I took it to heart. I said, "All right, Mom, I'll write a love song." Sat down, came up with my first love song. It's called Misery. A chocolate. Sometimes love isn't enough to stay forever. The thought of leaving hurts so bad. It's family. It's all you know, that love. But staying, you just destroy each other. What do you do? You cry. Two silhouettes dancing through the days and nights. Another year has come and gone. You hold my hand the way I hold your heart so tight. And now we're barely hanging on. Wishful thinking could wish us till the end of time, but time, it goes too far. I can't find a soul in a heart that won't make up its mind. Same old battle, different song. Someone to believe it. Colorado some rock and roll, yeah? Anybody see Across the Universe? I'm listening. So this was a blast to see in that film and be in that film. Now we're gonna do the non-band version.
Whoa! guys. Thank you so much. I'm Dana Fuse. That's John Diamond. Wow, the love tonight.